384 projects have been awarded on contract so far in the Upper West region since the beginning of this year. Educational infrastructure accounts for almost half. In all, 301 projects have been completed, while the rest are at various stages. The regional minister, Lajisa Kosalia, announced this at the second regional Meet the Press in Wa. Our regional correspondent, Swala Abdul Wahab, is on the line to give us details. So, hello, Swala.
But before the minister, the regional minister took his turn to address the media, the Minister of Information, John Tia Akulbu, explained the rationale behind the Meet the Press series. He told the gathering that the purpose of the Meet the Press is to bring governance very close to the doorsteps of the people. Instead of holding Meet the Press series in Accra alone, government has decided to move it to the regional capital to enable the people in the region to also question government on its administration, so that whatever issues that are there to be verified will be clarified. Now, the regional ministers addressed touch on a lot of issues ranging from security, roads, health, agriculture, to water and sanitation. If I should break them down, on the issue of security, the regional minister said the region has enjoyed relative peace due to the proactiveness of RICSEC. According to the minister, the region has not witnessed any major land or chieftaincy disputes as used to be the case in the previous years. He also touched on the cases of armed robbery, which has reduced from 21 last year to 17 this year. But Mercy, one worrying issue which came out during the news conference was the number of people who died through accidents this year. 44 people lost their lives from the beginning of this year up to last month. And majority of them died through motorbike accidents. It's a very worrying situation. Now, on the issue of education, the minister said that 164 projects have been awarded this year alone, out of which 141 have already been completed. The rest of the projects, according to him, are at various stages of completion. He added that under the school, on schools under three, 17 projects have been awarded, out of which 49 are already completed. Touching on roads, the minister said that it's a fact that the region has one of the best road networks in the country. However, the state of the roads are in a bad shape. He said over 80% of the road networks in the region are bad, a situation he described as the worst scenario in the country. He said that it is the only region in the country that has not been linked to other regions with car roads. When you are coming from northern region, the road is not bad from Kufusi Junction to Swala. And when you are coming from Bolga, that is up this region, from the end of Sicily, River Sicily, up to Kumo, the road is in a very terrible situation. The Arava gave assurance that government has promoted some of these terrible roads on contract, and work on the roads are progressing steeply. If I should talk on agriculture, Mercy, the regional minister said that the region has attained, you know, food security this year. However, there is a shortfall in rice production. And the regional director of MUFA explaining why this situation arises, said that the entire nation was not able to, or has not been able to meet its targeted 1,000 acres of the land, which was supposed to be cultivated. That is why there is a shortage. But they added that the government this year alone has provided 303,272 fertilizer subsidies worth 6.9 million Ghana cedis to the people.
And Swala, hello Swala.
Yes, yes, yes.
So could you tell us some of the problems, some of the questions the people posed to the minister?
Yes, in fact, as the name of the program depicts, meet the press. It was like the press were hungry. The media were hungry for questions. But during the question time, media practitioners asked questions concerning the provision of regional offices for the Ghana National Service, the police service, rural electrification, work on the regional hospital, construction of the regional hospital, which is currently ongoing, and a whole lot of others. So these were some of the issues media practitioners raised. But there was another critical issue, if I should add, nothing, concerning why doctors are not willing to come to Upper West here to work, even though the region has produced a lot of doctors in the country. The regional director of health, Dr. Alexander Befuba, explained that the region has a total number of 7 doctors, but the number of doctors that are needed for the region is 37. So you can imagine the shortfall. And according to him, the Southfield is liaising with the Regional Coordination Council to reintroduce some incentives that were cancelled months or years ago to help attract doctors to serve.
Thank you, Swala. That will be all for now. You heard our regional correspondent from Waswala, Abdul Wahab.